Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. We continue our stories about early settlers in the Chelan area with Martin Vandenberg, possibly the brother of William Vandenberg, whom we talked about earlier. He was born December 10, 1863 in Holstein, Germany. Martin's grandfather was a political prisoner during the years of fighting for unification of Germany that did not take place until 1848-49. His grandfather escaped and had to take a new name, Vandenberg, which he made up. If the family knew the real name, it was never disclosed. In 1879, at the age of 16, Martin came to America and located near Lake Michigan. His mother and father followed and settled in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Martin married Louise Kaufman, 1892, in Sheboygan. Louise was born in the sub-district of All Souls County, Middlesex, in London. It was also Queen Victoria's birthday. She sent a layette to Louise, which was her custom for any baby born on her birthday. Louise kept the layette until it was burned in a house fire. Martin's first home before his marriage was with his brother Charles in Waterville. He didn't like the wheat country and came to Chelan and discovered Indians owned the lakeshore. He tried to homestead a mile north of Wapato Lake, but he found that that was owned by the Indians too. He moved into the hills in a valley by Joe Creek. He was the first white settler above the Indian allotment on the east side of the lake. 8 children were born in the cabin at Joe Creek. No doctor, just Martin in attendance. Martin and Louise learned the Indian language. They became good friends with the Indians and helped each other during the early years. Martin helped establish the Falls View School near Joe Creek. It was the first school in the Manson area, attended by the Indians and homesteaders' children alike. In 1910, he sent for Spitzenberg apple trees, but was sent instead the delicious apple, not well known at that time. He became known as the man who introduced the delicious apple to the Chelan area. A home was built for them closer to downtown Chelan. Here they celebrated their 55th anniversary in May 1947. Later that year, Louise Vandenberg died. 2 years later, Martin died at the age 84. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.